Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavus. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I haven't been on the air for a minute, and I've been missing you. Have you been missing me? I see the numbers from my brother out there in Baltimore, Soul City Radio, Dwayne Alston. His numbers are skyrocketing on his Friday show here on Flavor News Radio for Soul Sessions. But I haven't done a show in a minute. Yes, life has gotten in the way. So many things going on with my family, and I just really, really need to be available and supportive to them. And for most of you that follow me know that I recently moved, and I'm actually just staying with my daughter temporarily until we can find a house that's perfect to move my 90-year-old daddy in so I can take care of him with the help of my daughter and my grandchild. So we're kind of in this transition stage, and I went and set up some temporary internet. Let me just tell you, it just kind of sucks, you know. So anyway, I'm here at work, and I got good connection over here. So I thought, you know what, at least on Saturdays when I'm working, I can do a radio show. And then, of course, once we get into the house, I'm going to have my own area set up, and we'll have the real deal internet going. So I hope everybody is well. It is an absolutely beautiful day here in Seattle, Washington. I hope that you just sit back, relax, and enjoy the music that I'm going to play for you. Or better yet, you know what, call in and hang out with me on the phone. If you are an artist that has something to promote, I really encourage you to call in and promote. But otherwise, if you want to just come chill with me on the air, I welcome that. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. My dear, dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you know he's a big supporter of Flavor News and Flavor News Radio and Lady Flava and all of that. He recently got married to his lovely, lovely lady, Deborah. So I'm going to play one of his tracks, and it's called Celebrate. And this is actually a remix of a track that he did earlier on a CD. So anyway, this is Celebrate by Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Yeah.
your hands. Put your hands. Put your hands. Put your hands. Put your hands.
All right, again, that was Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his piece called Celebrate, the remix off of his Players Ball CD, which released back in July. He's got a new CD that's coming out, I want to say maybe September. It's an anthology. I believe it's a two-CD project, so definitely stay tuned to that. And again, I want to give a big shout-out and congratulations to Stephen and his new bride, Deborah, who just recently got married, I believe, last weekend. So big ups to them and many, many blessings to your union. I've got a new artist that just joined the Flava News movement. So if you know anything about what we do here at Flava News and Flava News Radio, it's all about the Flava News movement and supporting the artists that joined that particular movement. There are so many great talents out there. Great, great talents. I tried to support everybody. I did. I tried to support everybody. For those of you that don't even realize it, this is a lot of work being an artist cheerleader. So I kind of had to go a different direction and turn this into a movement and been a little bit more selective in who I support. So if you want to know about the Flava News movement, just go over to flavanews.com, hit that Flava News movement page. It's got all the information there. If you still have questions, feel free to send me a message directly off of the website, and I will be more than happy to answer your questions. So again, this is the newest member to the Flava News movement. Goes by the name of Water Seed. This particular track is called Feel Like I Do, featuring John Bibbs.
Feel like I do. We can move to another place. You can find a
That was Waterseed with their track Feel Like I Do. That's the newest member to the Flavor News Movement. I saw my girl Epiphany with Epiphany's House down out of Berkeley, California, says she's going to have Waterseed on her show soon as a featured guest. So that's very, very cool. I hope some time in the near future when I'm back on the air full-fledged that I will have that opportunity also to bring this particular new artist. And I'm digging that track, Mr. Funk. I agree with you very, very, very much. And I want to give a shout-out to my dear friend, Mr. Funk, out there in New Jersey, a great, great graphic designer, a great man who I met through my girl, Eternally Blaze. And then I want to give a shout-out to my sissy, Lady Marmalade. Her show is tomorrow, Marmalade for Soul on Regina Records Radio. I want to say it comes on 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm kind of going off the top of my head with that one, but please check out my sister out of Germany on Regina Records Radio tomorrow afternoon. So I'm going to keep it going. It's been a minute since I've been on the air. You know, life has gotten in the way, but you know how I do it here at the coffee house. I do open up the phone lines for any artist. And please let me emphasize any type of art form, not just musical talents. For those of you that don't know, I really started out being Lady Flava as a book reviewer of African-American literature. That's how I really, really got myself established out there online and in the artist community. And so if there are any authors out there, I would love to hear, you know, about your book, read a synopsis, you know, tell us where we can find it, whatever. But, of course, I welcome any musical talents, graphic designers, Mr. Funk, hint, hint, you know, visual artists, filmmakers, whatever type of art you have, you are welcome to call in and promote yourself at the coffee house. So again, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I almost like, what is the number? I haven't said it in such a long time. Isn't that a shame? I promise I'm going to try to at least stay consistent with being on the air on Saturdays. And, you know, hopefully we will get moved soon, you know. And, of course, if there's a chance that I go back off again, just know that I'm probably in the process of moving or whatever. I'm trying to scroll down my list. There's another song that I want to make sure that I play today. It's got a great, great message. It's something I feel very, very strongly about, and I really appreciate this particular artist creating this particular piece. Well, let me just scroll down and see if I can find it right quick while I'm kind of rambling. I hope everybody is enjoying the day. Like I was saying at the top of the hour, it is absolutely beautiful here in Seattle, Washington. And when we've got blue skies, like we finally do, we finally have some summer weather, there is nothing better than to be here. It is just breathtaking. You know, we are surrounded by mountains. We are surrounded by water. And it's just beautiful. I'm proud to be from the Pacific Northwest. So let's see. Have I found my artist? Have I found it? I think I went past his name. I'm close. Okay, I found it. This particular artist, he's just got a heart of gold. He's got a great hustle, and he's got a good hustle getting his music played there out there on the East Coast and down South. This is Ronnie Run. This particular track is dedicated in support of anti-bullying, and this is called Enough.
Hey, yo, this is Ronnie Run from Winterville, North Carolina. Yeah. Stronger than I ever did. This time I'm reaching out so I can tell the kids about a topic that's getting out of hand. So I'ma address it to every one of my fans. Calling names, getting pushed around, it ain't cool. Walking down the hallway, getting taunted in the school. Getting off the bus, running through your bedroom in tears. Thinking about the next day, sitting shaking with fear. Every day, same, but you scared to tell. And if you did, you go home with your eyeballs well. Not listen up while I drop a little knowledge and give you some remembrance that most of y'all forgotten. A bully ain't a joke, a bully is the real deal. A nationwide problem and it's getting real ill. Every time I look around, I see somebody getting pushed around. Ain't done nothing to anybody. Bullies only bully cause they wanna be superior. The best way they can do it is to put a little fear in you. Threaten your life on an everyday basis. Put you in the dirt and they spit up in your faces. Make you sit down when you wanna stand up. Good people turn bad cause they always set up. This is so real, we hear about it all in the news. Not local but nationwide, doing what it do. Take a stand, let them know that this ain't a bluff. Once again, I'ma tell you that enough is enough.
Appreciate you addressing this particular issue. It's something that we had to deal with last year in regards to my 8-year-old grandson. There was a situation that came down at his school, and my son and I had to get involved. And so, you know, it's just kind of crazy. I mean, there's always been bullies out there, right? You know, but to the extreme of where kids are going nowadays is absolutely crazy. So I want to welcome everybody to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is kind of where I can keep my baby alive. I once upon a time was an entrepreneur and business owner of a great, great coffee shop called Flavor Coffee House. That's how I got my name, Lady Flavor. And I closed her doors in 2008, but while I had established during the years of Flavor Coffee House, I established Flavor News under her umbrella, and just kind of went full-fledged with the support of the unknown artists, you know, after that. There are some of my family from Flavor Coffee House that's been reaching out to me and saying, hey, are you going to open up another business? And, oh, my goodness, you know what, that was something really, really hard, you know, to run a business, you know, all by myself for 5 years from morning till night. 6 days a week. That was a hard, hard run. So I don't know if I'd want to consider doing something like that again. But, you know, maybe at some point Flavor News will move into a building and be able to establish some other things along with it. You just never know. Put it out to the universe and you just never know what might take place. There have been so many sidebar conversations that I've been having with artists. Even though I haven't really been online so much, it doesn't mean that I stopped working. And for anybody who really pays attention to me, you know that there is a select group of artists that I work really, really closely with, and that's due to a different type of relationship that I have with those artists than just the members of the Flavor News movement. But, you know, we've been talking about, you know, what does support look like and what does quality look like and connecting with your fans and all of that. And so I'm kind of thinking that somewhere in the near future, even maybe during this transition period, I may try to put together a artist roundtable show or a Flavism show so I can kind of address those subjects. But I am going to publicly give a big shout out to Miss Eleanor Lynch. She is Mama Bear of SJF Music. I have much love and respect for this woman, and I'm going to tell you why. She keeps me out there. When I'm not able to be online, she keeps me out there. And to be honest with you, she's the only one out there online who keeps me out there. And when we talk about supporting one another, what does that really, really mean, right? It's easy for somebody like me, Lady Flava, to sit here and wave my leopard pom-poms and try to support all the artists, even the artists of the Flava News movement, right? But it's a beautiful thing when there are people who in return support who I am and what I'm doing, because it's about building those bridges. It's about building connections. It's about, you know, building networks, right? I can't do it all by myself. I really can't. I cannot do it by myself. And so to have somebody like Eleanor Lynch out there who is willing to step up when I'm not around and to keep my name out there in the forefront amongst her network, I love you, Mama. I really, really love you and appreciate you for doing that because I need it. One of the things that I have watched, you know, in the times when I do have to back up and handle family business, you know, I still peek online, right? And it's really interesting to me. When you are not online, you stop having relevance, you know? You stop having relevance because people go on to the next person, you know? And so in this game, it's a hustle. It really is, you know? What is it that you can do to pique somebody's interest? What is it that you can post out there to get them to pay attention? It is a hustle, and it's not an easy game. You know, so again, I think this is a subject that I am going to bring up at an artist roundtable. But, you know, Mama Bear, please know that I love and appreciate you big, big time because, you know what, you got my back, and I love you for that. So, you know, think about that, you guys, when you get out there and you talk about supporting people, what does that really, really mean? It can't be a one-sided thing. It really can't. To make this work, we're all underground artists, right? Even with me being a blog talk radio show host, you know, I'm kind of an unknown artist myself, you know. And so, you know, we got to help each other. We have to help each other to push, you know, each other out there. The more recognition I get, the more exposure you get. You know what I mean? So the more exposure I'm able to give you, the more opportunities you have, you know, in gaining a fan base and, you know, and all of that. So, you know, just really, really think about that when you talk about needing support and giving support. Really, really talk about that. So let's see. I am going to go in another direction. And let's see, what music am I going to play right now? You know, let me find a track, and somebody's knocking at the door. So I am going to play a local artist. His name is Cheyenne Salah, and this particular track is Love.
But it's like when it all comes down to it, the most incredible, precious thing in the world is love. It's the one thing that's missing right now. About to bring it back. Kissing the rhythm that God got him following.
time to change. MCs in the game need a license. No more writing raps if it ain't categorized as timeless. You can no longer walk the street ignorant and mindless. And if you see a dime that's in need of a companion, picture her in the pantheon. I'm peeling a mandarin. Please understand she can give birth to the next champion. Muhammad Ali, crib walking through the Vatican. Go! Trying to be the Joneses, breathing life in the bones. So many unknowns, and it's time to atone it. Hold it in the bosom, though it's written through the stone. It's hard to undo this Maya Angelou poem. Microphone phonetics got this prophet in the zone. And everything we speak becomes birth inside the home. So what a man thinks shows up to say hello. So all y'all gotta do is get love and get dough. Cause anything after that adds pollution to the globe. And Mother Nature don't like nobody stepping on her toes, yeah. Especially when she about to start her period. Respect that game, this feminine thing is serious. And they just looking for somebody with experience, yeah. Turn up the volume if you curious and hear it like go.
Washington with his track Love. We've got some amazing talents out here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm very, very proud to be able to share some of them with you. We had an amazing conversation the other day on one of he's a producer, DJ, page, you know, about hip-hop and who's getting recognized and who's not, you know. And I really enjoyed being a part of that, kind of going back and forth. And I don't know if it's like that in other locations where, you know, certain people get all the recognition, but it does not mean that they are the only talents out there. And I try really hard, you know, especially when it comes to the members of the Flava News movement to, you know, get everybody out there, especially if you let me know that there's something I need to promote. I'm kind of not a babysitter, you know, and sometimes I miss things and sometimes I catch things, you know. So if you are a member of the Flava News movement and you've got something that you want to promote, please let me know. Send me an email, radio@flavanews.com or admin@flavanews.com. Hit me up on Facebook, whatever. You know, let me know that there's something that you would like, you know, assistance on in promoting. That's what I have committed myself to do for you if you're a part of the movement, is anything that you've got going on, you know, I will help put it out there, whether it's just on my different social networks, whether it's on the website, you know, here on Flava News Radio. I'm here to support who you are and what you do. But you got to let me know, because I'm not always online, or I'm not always, you know, when you get to that point of having over 1,000 people, I'm saying 1,000, I'm almost close to 35, I'm getting up there with you guys that have 5,000, but it gets a little hard, you know, it gets a little hard to pay attention to what's going on with everybody. So let me know if there's something that you need support with, you know, Flava family, okay? I'm going to take you over to Switzerland. I love this man. I love him. You know, it's been a minute since we've actually had a phone conversation. I'm kind of going through withdrawals because I love talking to him. You know, one of the beautiful things about being Lady Flava, Sissy, I don't know if you go through this too, but it's amazing when you have those connections with artists and you talk to them, whether it's on Skype or whether it's on the phone, and all of a sudden they start singing. They start singing. And I don't know if they realize that they start singing, but this gentleman, he has sung to me many times, all the way from Switzerland. This is my boy Chameleon, and this is Don't Let Go.
You know I'm 5G by your side. Always believe it's first and foremost on my mind. Don't let go of our love, let's hold on tight. It's only what's right, this I will testify day and night. You're still mine, so shine, light, shine. Back to me, which I know. But don't let go. Come back to me, I'll show. I won't let go. Come back to me, which I love. But don't let go. Come back to me, I'll show. I won't let go. This is the struggle that we share. Impossible for me to ever tell you that I don't care. So all of my people, put your hands up in the air. Never leaving or forsake you. If you ever need me, I'll be there. And tell the world to beware. Back to me, which I know. But don't let go. Come back to me, I'll show. I won't let go. Love and hope shall become the cold. But
butterflies.
Right, that was Chameleon out of Switzerland with his track Don't Let Go off of his Living Sacrifice CD. There's some amazing talents. It's not just here in the Pacific Northwest. It's not just across the United States, but it's actually global, the members of the Flavor News Movement. I'm very, very excited and very, very proud to be able to represent them here on Flavor News Radio and on Flavor News. If you pay attention to me again, you know that I work with a gentleman by the name of Mark Van Clyke, and I work very, very closely with him in regards to his music, but also in regards to his record label. I do a lot of behind-the-scenes work, you know, phone calls and correspondence. He is a working artist, so he travels on a regular basis. He's off for 2 weeks right now before he goes back out on tour, but he actually tours with a group called Tribute. And they are a salute to the Temptations. So he gets out there and he sings and dances in front of masses. But he's got some amazing music that he does as a solo artist. And he's a very accomplished jazz flute player. So I want to play a piece off of his I Want You CD. It was funny when I was in the process of moving. Some ladies were just absolutely amazing that helped me at the U-Haul truck place where I rented the truck. And so when I went back, one of them was still there, and I happened to have one of Mark's CDs. And so I said to her, I said, do you like The Whispers? And she says, I do. And I said, you know what? Well, I think you would like this gentleman. I gave her one of his CDs, and she was looking at him. She goes, ooh. I said, well, I'm going to try to get him to come out to Seattle and perform. She goes, oh, well, if he comes out here, please come in here and let me know, because I will come out and I'll even wear a red dress. So this is shout out to Miss Linda at the U-Haul on Rainier. I'm going to play I'll Be There for You by Mark Van Clyckett. Thank you. Mark Van Claggett with his track, I'll Be There For You, off of his I Want You CD. And just to let you know, he does have a jazz CD out, which is called Jazz at Sunset. Both of these CDs I mentioned you can find over at www.marlexrecords.com. And then he's got a new CD that I'll be releasing very, very soon, which is called Emerald Drive. And I'll be so thrilled when it finally is complete and I can, you know, share it with you here on Flava News Radio and start pumping that out, you know, for him once it is going to be released. So please, please stay tuned for Mark Van Claggett's Emerald Drive. So again, this is Flava Coffee House. This is where you can call in and chop it up with me, or you can call in and promote yourself and what you got going on. So I'm just going to list off a few authors. I'm really hoping that I can get some of my author friends to call into the show because, you know, it is something that I have a passion for. I know that, you know, people really, really think that I only support musical talents, and that's not true. It's just music. I think musical talents are a little bit more aggressive, you know, and saying, hey, you know, I want some support than authors are. You know, but I want to give a shout out to Miss Barbara Grosvenor. Can I just tell you, she's an amazing writer. I had the pleasure of reading two of her books and reviewing them. Maybe like, say, 2008 or something around then. I'm not sure, but she's got, you know, some books out that you really, really should check out. One is called Cold Crazy, and then there's a serial called Cold Serial, and then she's got Even Numbers. Even Numbers is a book that I would really, really recommend for single moms who are dating, you know, to read. It kind of just might open up your eyes and make you a little bit more cautious and aware of, you know, when you're dating and what men that you bring into your world and around your children. So please check out Barbara Grosvenor. I believe her pen name is B. Grosvenor, but that's G-R-O-V-N-E-R, and she's got a website, great website. So go over there and check her out. I also want to talk about my dear, dear friend, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. He and I have known each other since I was about 17 years old, I want to say, maybe 16, 17 years old. He came back into my life when I opened up my coffee shop, and he's an amazing writer. He's an amazing poet. He has a book out that's called Brushstrokes. And I have to say, I have not ever seen a writer, a self-published author, really, really hustle and get books sold. And he's done it. He's done it. I've seen him go through the first print, which was 3,000 copies, and have to go for a second print. And so he's got a good routine down. You know, we sold a lot of copies out of Flava Coffee House. He's got a new book. He's been picked up by Zane, if anybody knows. The erotic writer, Zane, she also has a publishing company that is under the umbrella of, what is the bigger? Her company is called Streber, and I'm just totally drawing a blank of what the larger publishing company is, but Alvin's been picked up by Zane. And he has a book that will be coming out this fall that's called Full Circle. So he's a writer that I really, really would recommend. Of course, he writes about, you know, love stories, you know, and relationships. So if you're kind of in that direction, you know, check out Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. So I wanted to just give some shout-outs to some authors, okay, because, you know, this is where I kind of started, you know, and, you know, I know everybody thinks that I just, again, support only musical talents, and I don't. So, anyway, I see my sissy had to leave the chat room. I know it's very late over there in Germany. I'm always thrilled to see when she comes and hangs out, you know, with me here on the show. And I try as often as I can to go over and support her on her show. So, again, you need to check out Mama Lod for Soul over on Regina Record Radio. Every Sunday, I want to say 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is the time she goes on air, at least my time zone. So please go check out her show. She supports some great, great soul artists. And you have to hear her voice. You have to hear her voice. You will just fall in love with it. You know what? Before I go any further, I'm going to bring my girl in. I know she didn't. Well, maybe she does know I'm going to bring her in, but I'm going to bring her in anyhow because I'm kind of feeling lonely on the line. So Eternally Blaze, you know what? I had to open up your phone line. Blaze. Are you here with me? Maybe she's got me on mute, huh? Okay, I'm going to leave her phone line open just in case she I can bring her in or whatever. And I'll just scroll down and try to find somebody else to play, which, of course, I have plenty of people, right? Let me scroll. You know, I have music on here from Soul City Radio, too, and my own music. So we've got a very, very long list. But I need to scroll past his, and I'm going to play, let's see. I think I scrolled past where I wanted to be. I want to play a piece by my girl, Epiphany. I mentioned her earlier in the show and that she's going to have Waterseed on her show. She does a show every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and this is her track called Uprooted.
Once there lived a tree, planted firmly in soils fertilized with love. Passersby would often reply how beautifully her fruit dangled from her limbs. She gave off the fragrance of devotion and bruised easily. Smiling through her leaves, she offered her fruit day after day, as she knew she would quickly replenish. After all, she was fortified with certainty. There was a special admirer who began to visit her more often than others, sitting next to her trunk, gathering her shade and shelter while eagerly eating her fruit. She was happy to have the company and gave all she had to offer with regularity. However, he began to pick continually before she could replenish herself. So, filling huge baskets and bushels with her fruit to take to the market and sell, her attempts to produce more fruit were futile as he took more than she had to offer. And one day, she realized she was left with not one piece of fruit. Her friend no longer came to her, no longer sat at her trunk, no longer gathered her shade. She no longer had fruit to offer. So, saddened, she wept and she wilted. And one day, her admirer returned. She trembled with delight. She was so happy. He approached her, taking great strides, and she never saw it coming. In a blink of an eye, in just a few seconds, she was pulled from the earth, exposing her roots to the exterior world. Her lifeline was severed as she was now uprooted.
That was my girl Epiphany out of Berkeley, California, with her piece Uprooted. You know what? I know I'm trying. I'm Mama Bear. I am trying to get Miss Eternally Blaze to wake up and come join me. I left her line open. So, Blaze, if you are there and you choose to speak, you know, just say, hey. But in the meantime, I'm going to play one of Eternally Blaze's tracks, and this is Eternally Blaze.
I am the sensual one. I am the sexual one. I am the erotic one. I'm the one that others say, she's the erotic one. I am yours, eternally blaze. I am the erotic one. I am the hypnotic one. I am the one with just my voice can and will put you in a trance. I am the one who, after kissing your whole body, even an hour later, on your lips, my sweetness is still there. I am yours, dripping with romance. I am the one you hope will give you a second and third chance. I'm the one to drop it like it's hot. Yeah. I'm the one you wish you could, but never forgot. I am yours. Eternally blazed. I am the one other women wish they could be. For I possess the secrets to bringing even the strongest man to his knees. I am the one who will listen to your wants, dreams, and desires, and who will always pass the test. I am the one who will bring to you your euphoric fantasies, delivering erotic ecstasy, leaving you in a part of your own essence. Yeah, that's my ultimate place. I am yours. Eternal. I am the one who will go deeper than any woman has ever gone before. I am the woman who will not just enter your mind and body, I want also your heart and then heart. For I am the one who will be loving you unconditionally till we have both done comfortably.
That was Eternally Blaze with her track, Eternally Blaze. So, Eternally Blaze, are you with me yet?
Yes, okay. I am.
Oh, you are. Oh, you woke up, huh? Is it because you kind of heard your voice or something?
Girl, when I heard that track go on, I was like, oh, my goodness. It's been a minute, so I was definitely cheesing from ear to ear. And... it still sounds good, though. It does. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I do. So. But how are you? It's been a minute. You know,
I know it's been a while since I've done a show, and I thought, you know what, I really need to get back into doing it. I have missed doing the shows. I didn't want people to forget about me, you know, right. And shoot, I was seeing my brother out there, Soul City Radio, Dwayne Alston. You know, he does a show every Friday called Soul Sessions here on Flava News Radio. His numbers are amazing. I was kind of feeling a little jealous. I was like feeling a little competitive. I know the show's not going to get any hits nowhere like what he's been doing, but I was like, okay, let's get back on there because I just need to, you know, I need to get back on the air. So it feels good to be back on the air. You know, today I put my note up here on the door. Of course, I get a client that knocks at the door, even though I said I'm on break doing a radio show, but hey, it's all good. It's all good. I got to take care of my babies here at my job and all of that. So, no, it's good. It's beautiful out. It is amazing. I really wish that everybody could experience Seattle in the summertime when we got blue skies and you can see all the mountains and you can, you know, experience the water. You know, it is so beautiful here today. So it's good. It's good.
Well, you sound good. Like I said, it is so good to be back in the saddle again and just experiencing you and all the good and new things that are coming your way.
Well, you know, I'm working on it. You know, even though I haven't been on the air, it doesn't mean that, you know, I've stopped doing the work. You know, I've been busy behind the scenes, you know, working on, you know, specific projects, especially for Mark, you know, for Marlex Records and all of that, and doing some work for Black Stax because they've got a lot going on right now. So I've still been keeping busy. You know, I've tried to get online as much as I can right now. I've been getting online from my cell phone. And, you know, I am so technically challenged. I don't know how to do all the, like, reposting stuff from my cell phone. So if I don't see a share button, I don't know how to necessarily share everything that's out there. So it doesn't mean that I don't want to. You know, I just
right.
figured that, you know, I know how to do the sharing of a picture, you know,
okay.
so I can do the postings of those, you know. You know, I have mixed feelings about the, what do I call them, quote posters, right? And, of course,
right.
you know, I only choose the ones that I like, you know.
Right.
But, man, if I could get the kind of hits and support to my radio shows postings or an artist postings that I get to those quote posters, I'd be pretty happy. Not that I'm not
yeah,
happy anyhow, but I'd be pretty happy.
Well, that definitely goes to reinstate what you were saying earlier about the love and support that you were receiving from Mama Bear and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, you know, her standing by you and putting you out there and supporting you, you know, while you're going through this transitional period, it is a blessing. It is truly a blessing. And, you know, you have to be so grateful and thankful for your blessing. So it's
yeah.
good to be out there and on the front line and to be seen and loved and heard because you could never be forgotten.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I think about this a lot, you know, because there's some amazing talents that are out there, but you don't really see them online, you
yeah.
know, and I'm like, how are they promoting themselves, you know, and do they understand the importance of just being out there and letting people know, hey, you know, I exist because, you know, there are so many talents that are popping out with books or popping out with music and all of that to kind of, in a sense, compete against. And I think that it's a hard call, you know. And it's, as you know, because you're online a lot, it's time-consuming to be online, you know,
oh,
and
yeah.
getting out there and doing the reposts and all of that. Before you know it, you could have been on line for hours, you know, posting and all of that. So I don't know, you know, about the artists that don't get online at all. I don't know if they've got some good system where people are coming to a website and checking them out, or they got people in person that are, you know, helping them sell their music or their art or whatever. I don't know. So I could be so wrong. But I feel like you lose relevance if you're not out there and you remind people that you exist. You know, it's just like I haven't done a radio show in a minute, you know, and so I don't necessarily anticipate a whole lot of hits to this particular show in the archives. It would be a beautiful thing, and I should just put it out there to the universe that, yes, I believe there's going to be hits, right? You know, but I haven't been on the air, you know, for a little bit. And so I think I may have to work at building it back up, you know, to get the listeners to come back and realize that I am on the air. At least I'm going to try to consistently during this transition period be on the air on Saturdays.
Okay.
Tomorrow we're going to be looking at a couple more houses, so I'm not sure if I'll be able to do a Sunday show or not, but yeah, I have scheduled, you know, a month out of shows, you know, on Saturday. So, you know, we'll just see. But, yeah, I definitely appreciate Mama Bear. And speaking of Mama Bear, let me bring her in. All right,
hello.
Mama Bear, welcome
hello.
To Flavor News Radio.
Thank you. It took me a while to get in. I didn't want to leave Lady Marmalade out here by herself. So...
I understand, but you know what? I mean, I have told you, you know, on Facebook, and I mentioned it earlier, but I appreciate you so much.
Oh,
I do. I appreciate you so much for consistently keeping me out there, even when I'm online, you know,
mm-hmm.
but to when I'm not able, you know, to be online consistently like I'm used to. I appreciate the fact that, you know, you keep me, you know, out there in the forefront and, you know, hold a relevance for me when it comes
yeah.
to Flavor News Radio and
well,
the radio
that's
shows
what,
and the
isn't
movement.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Well, you know, I feel that I agree. You know, I knew you would make a statement like that. I knew you would. And, yes, I feel that is what we're supposed to be doing. But I'm sure that you notice people
mm-hmm.
don't do that, you know?
I know, but, it's just like you help people. I mean, you need to get some help back once in a while. Right, Blaze?
That is totally correct. Totally correct.
Yes.
And you have the ability to just step in and uplift. You know, I know for even me, you won't let me die. You will not let me die. You will always come back and just put me right out there. You know, come on, girl, don't you fall down on the roadside. You get on in there and you keep on marching because it ain't over, you know. And,
right.
you know, each one of us has our own God-given talent.
Right.
And I believe that that is one of your talents to just be that booster.
Mm-hmm. You're
that booster
mm-hmm.
to all of us who get winded or sidetracked with whatever else we're doing
mm-hmm.
or, you know, consumed with. And you just get right up underneath. You're the wind beneath our wings. And you
Thank
give us
you.
That ride. You give us that ride. And it is a very important job. You are a very important person, and we give you thanks from the bottom of our hearts.
Oh, thank you. I just try to. I feel that if she can go through what she goes through to put us out there when we want to be out there, and
right.
to help us, it's no more than right. If we help each other, we get further.
Exactly.
If I sit back and do nothing,
right.
It's a chance that maybe nothing will happen. But
exactly.
if I do something,
Amen.
Somebody will see it. Just like I made that little poster for her and started sending it out, and, you know. And I was so surprised tonight to hear that someone from my neighborhood, she played his music. I was like, oh.
Right, Ronnie Run, out there in North Carolina, yeah.
Out
yeah.
there in Winterville. I'm in Winterville.
Are you? Oh, that's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. I was in Greenville, which is only a like few yards, but I was in Greenville, and now I'm in Winterville.
Okay. That's funny. Yeah. He's an amazing man. He really,
mm-hmm.
really is. And he... To me, his style of hip-hop is that kind that you would play at a barbecue or,
yes.
you know, with your homies or whatever. You know,
yes.
he keeps his language clean, you know, and it's about family and it's about community and stuff when it comes to his music. And
right.
I just really think that he's a great person, you know. So when he came out with the track about bullying, I was like, of course I've got to support that because
mm-hmm.
I think it's something that's so out of hand with our young people right now. So,
it is.
Yeah, that's funny that you live in the same area as he does.
I live in the same. I didn't know if he's in my area, but it's a lot of people.
Okay.
Because it's
okay.
like we moved from the desert over here where people were. So.
Okay.
And then,
that's funny. Okay.
And it's,
I have a friend, Javon Roseboro, and I want to say he's from a little town called Whiteville, North Carolina.
Whiteville or Whitehurst?
I want to say it was called Whiteville. It's like really small and it's
country.
It's like very country. Like I'll be
yeah.
talking to him on the phone. He'll be talking about raccoons coming down the street and possums and a snake at the door. And
I
stuff.
Know Whitehurst. Like, Whitehurst is like that. I know that.
Oh, well, maybe it's Whitehurst. It's white something. I don't know
it's,
why I thought it was Whiteville.
It's white something, right?
And I had to, like, when I realized that Ronnie Run was from Winterville, I was like, okay, is that where Javon's from? But I'm sure it's white something. I'll have to ask
yeah.
Javon.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in Winterville. You know?
Okay, okay. Yeah. But, no, I have to acknowledge the fact, you know, of not all the work that you just do for me and keeping me out there online, but, you know, for all the people, especially that are a part of the SJF, you know, music family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're very,
mm-hmm.
very good, and you're very consistent.
Thank you.
You know,
Thank you.
And that's really like what Blaze said. That's really a big deal, you
yeah.
know, because.
And I get so angry because my computer, why is it? When you get things going, your computer wants to act up.
Mm, okay.
And this was a practically
right.
new one. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
But it's freezing, it's doing, so now I got to put a lot of this stuff on DVD or something. And
oh, okay.
Start it all back over as new.
Right.
Because I like to get up early in the morning and just spit them out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just goes in. I get up there, I'm like, oh, boy.
I know there is nothing worse than to be somebody who is online all the time and your computer not work.
Yeah, I know.
That is. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thank you for the compliments, and you're very welcome. You deserve it, just like Blaze. Every once in a while, not every once in a while, every day before I leave, I make sure some of her music gets out.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure it's John D. Green. Get out. I don't care how old they are. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I put a sign up there. Might not be a brand new one, but it still sounds good. So,
well, and
anyway.
That's, you know, and I appreciate you saying that, you know, and we can go in that direction right now because no matter what, you know, or when something has been created, right, it should always
mm-hmm.
have a relevance. So,
right.
you know, like I would tell authors all the time, just because a book was written, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, it's new to me. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've never read it or whatever. Or when it comes to music, it could have been created years ago, but it's the first time that I've heard it. And so I can still appreciate it many, many years after it was created. So I think
yeah.
that, you know, that's something that, you know, artists should really, really think about. There's a particular author, I'm not going to say this person's name,
mm-hmm.
but they're always writing a book, and I'm like, well, what about, you know, book number 1, 2, 3, 4? You're off on 16. Did you sell any of those?
Right.
You know, I was just like, why do they keep putting out a new book or whatever when they didn't really promote the previous ones, you know? So I don't know. So I appreciate the fact that, you know, you said what you just said in regards to, you know, putting out even some of the older music. And, you know, and I think that artists should be creating something that can always be appreciated
always.
No matter, you know, at what point it was done.
Like Blaze, that one you just played to her?
Mm-hmm.
That song will never be out of date. Never.
Yeah. So we're not going to let it be out of date, huh?
No.
I tell you, I'm going to
never.
Huh? It's just when the music started, I had to smile. You know, it's been a minute since I heard it, you know?
Yep.
And as soon as it came on, I was just cheesing all over. I'm like, oh, wow, look at this.
It's the introduction that pulls you in like that. That introduction
yeah.
is bad.
Yeah.
Well, and we already know that Blaze knows how to use her voice. You know,
yes.
she don't always talk like that. Let's just keep it real. Blaze don't always sound like that. You know, when she's telling me to put my big girl panties on or something like that, she don't talk like that to me. I don't know why, but, you know, it's like, oh, it's okay. But, you know, she knows how to use her voice. And that's
yes.
one thing I think when it comes to a spoken word artist, that's
mm-hmm.
something that's really, really important. To
yes,
know how to use your voice, because
yes.
your voice is going to be what's going to draw people into your words. And,
that's
yeah, right. Eternally Blaze does a mighty fine job at that.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Yeah, we have to keep, you know, some of her tracks, you know, for, you know, after dark.
You can't play them during the daytime.
No, we can't play them during the daytime because it might give somebody a heart attack or something. You know.
Or in trouble. That's what we worry about.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad you acknowledge that.
You know how she likes trouble.
She does, doesn't she? Well, we won't even get into that, you know, that we have to save we have to save that for another show. But So, Misa, truly Blaze, since it has been a minute since I did a show, and it's been a minute since you've been on a show with me, why don't you give us, you know, a little Blazeism? I know you got a little Blazeism in there that you need to, you know, just kind of share with us and what we might do for ourselves or you know, whomever over the weekend.
Okay. I don't know how many times you've heard me say it, but it demands that I repeat it. You, each and every one, and the sound of my voice, are beautiful. You're beautiful, you're delightful, and you're worthy, whether you know it or not. You have to start looking and judging yourself through others' eyes and realize what I see in you. And I see perfection because God made you and made you perfect just the way you are. And with that knowledge and that acceptance, you need to take better care of you. You run around all day, all week, taking care of children, spouses, significant others, and everybody else, but not you.
Amen.
Once in a while, I'm sorry?
I said amen.
Oh, okay. Once in a while, I should get this or I should have that. But you need to take some more time out to do you. Find out what it is that you need. If you need some space, if people keep bringing you drama and dropping it on your desk, you need to say, okay, I'm taking an hour, 2 hours, and I'm going to be drama free. Don't bring this drama to this here mama. I'm going to go to a place and maybe have something special to eat, something that I haven't had in a while. And I'm going to pour me a glass of wine. I'm going to take my time, chew it 37 times, swallow, enjoy the wine. Whatever it is that's going to feel good to me and make me feel good about myself, that's what I'm going to do. You know why? Because I'm worth it. Each and every one of you are worth it as well. And you know what? If you start taking better care of you, you will make sure that others take good care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will say to yourself, I deserve this. I expect it. This is what I'm giving out to others, and this is what I expect back to me. So if we push out positivity to others, now I'm not going to say it's a perfect world and everybody's going to get it and it's all going to pop out tomorrow and we're all going to live happily ever after. No. But it starts with one and be that one. You know what I mean? Every good idea, every good plan, every good feeling that you may ever have in your life starts with you. So make it. Don't tell me about what you can or I'll try. I'll look into it. It ain't going to happen, boo-boo, because it starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you do you right, because I'm going to be doing me right.
Right.
Trust in me.
Yeah. You know? And every once in a while, stop by coffee, tea, and I can't.
Oh,
yes, and relax. She did not just say that. She did not just say that.
She did, and she believed every word of it. Because she did. You have to treat yourself. Because you know what? I can walk by something, you know, a buffet, and the food is sitting there. But if I don't pick up the plate and put it on my plate, then I'm hungry.
Right.
It's nobody's fault but mine. So stop being hungry. Stop missing out on life, joy, happiness, peace, and tranquility. Stop that and start doing you. So that's my blaze of the moment. To you, boo-boo. Love you.
You know, and that's some good stuff. And I appreciate you being willing to, you know, just kind of step up to the plate and respond to that. I knew you would, but, you know, I mean, sometimes I put people on the spot. And, you know, but I told you this a long time ago when I first met you, you know, that you bring a different element, you know, and as well, I'm going to just speak for myself into my world, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you know that I get caught up with, you know, doing the radio shows and supporting artists and this and that, or dealing with my family, you know, issues or whatever. And sometimes I do. I forget that there are simple things that I can do for myself. And, you know, now that you are in my life and we communicate regularly, you know, just even, you know, when I think about picking up the phone and calling you, you know, I think about the fact of, you know, what could I do? And so when I do those little special things for myself, I do call them, you know, a blaze moment.
Yeah.
Because it's in a sense, maybe sounds strange, but in a sense it's me honoring you in honoring myself, you know,
exactly.
And, you know, and so I appreciate, you know, you not only bringing that into my world, but bringing it into the world, you know, of those that listen to Flava News Radio. So,
yep.
Yeah, Miss Eleanor, right. I don't know. We'll have to talk to you. We'll have to talk to you later about that eye candy stuff.
You gotta stay out the class.
Look, she got a little girl chuckle going on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when the nap starts.
You'll be
someday.
Happy all that now.
Did she just say that?
Yes, she did.
Wow, we've seen a different side of Miss Eleanor.
No.
Okay, okay.
No, out of all
look,
that I do, I'm a little woman.
So kiss it now.
Do you hear the joy in her voice, though?
Exactly. Right.
You know, as long as it's bringing you joy, you know what I mean? It's not harming anybody. It's not taking anything away from anybody. It's all
right.
Good. And if it's good to you, then it's got to be good for you. You heard me?
No, I agree with you on that one. I agree. Yeah, we're not going to, like, let the cat out of the bag yet, you know, in regards to the eye candy thing. We may have to do something, you know, at some point in regards to, you know, letting people know what Miss Eleanor is talking about. You know, but I think that people need to be okay, you know, with being able to express themselves or experience certain things. You know, we're all grown folk, right? We are.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, things are a little bit different, you know, in how relationships are developed and how we experience, you know, each other. I mean, here it is. We connected online. We have never met each other in person. You know, you're
right.
In North Carolina, Blaze is in New York, you
yeah.
know, and, you know, Stephen was on the line and Leah was on the line. Leah's out here in Seattle. I still haven't met Leah, and she's out here in Seattle, you know, and Stephen's out there in Kansas City, you know, so we all connect this way, and, you know, we share life in a sense. We spend a lot of time with each other online,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that we do feel like family, and I know that's one of the things that Blaze talked about when we, you know, created the SJF, you know, family team. You know, it
mm-hmm.
became, you know, like a family and all of that. So, you know, it's fun to be able to share certain things, you know, as, you know, with the sisterhood, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And all of that, and know that it's safe in how we go about doing that, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm still not going to, you know, let the cat egg out of the bag. They'll have to, like, what are they speaking about?
That's right. Just leave it like that.
Yeah, just a sisterhood.
But, yeah, so, no, I appreciate both of you women, you know, I do, and I appreciate you in many of the same ways, and I appreciate you, you know, in my individual relationships with you. So I'm glad that you always, you know, you always call into the shows and support, whether you raise your hand to speak or whether you just hang out with me and, you know, just supporting who I am, whether it's Lady Flava or whether it's Susan,
mm-hmm.
you know, I am very, very blessed. I'm very, very blessed, and so I just want you ladies to really know, you know, how much I love and appreciate you and all that you bring into my world and who I am and what I do.
Well, I love and appreciate you too, lady. You do a wonderful job, and you just do so much for other people. So,
yeah.
Well, you know, like with that, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like Eleanor said earlier, we're a team. And as a team, we have to be in there to support, to love, and be there.
Right.
As backbone, you know, for one another to take this to the next place, basically.
I agree. I agree. You know, and I think that because none of us can do it by ourselves.
Right.
We just can't. As much as we like to think that we're super women, you know, or supermen or whatever, you know,
exactly.
we can't do it by ourselves, and we do need the support of others, you know. So,
yep.
You know what? I think that I'm going to play a track. I haven't played a track by Miss Leah Henderson in a while. And before I go any further, the piece by Eternally Blaze was also produced by SJF Music. And this track that I'm about to play by Leah Henderson, who is a Pacific Northwest talent, she was also produced by SJF Music. And this is Beauty Is.
Right.
She was also produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, SJF Music, out of Kansas City. So, you know, It feels really good to do this show today. It really does. Right. It feels good to do this show today. Shoot, I wish that I could do one every day. I was almost doing that for a minute, almost mm-hmm. having a show every single day. And I think it's almost like addicting. You know, back in 2009 when I started doing Flava News Radio, I was like, what am I doing, right? And I'd go back and I'd listen to the archives and I'd critique myself and all of that and how I sounded and what I said and who I played and all of that. I never in my life thought that it would just kind of grow into what it is right now, you know, and it's fun to do. It's almost addicting. You know, when I turned 40, I got tattoos, and I think wow. I got about 6 tattoos in 1 month, and you know, my tattoo artist said, I think you're kind of addicted to this, so how about if we do a flower garland down your back? Well, if I had the money, I would have gotten a flower garland down the back. So, you know, I think maybe I have a compulsive personality in that sense, because then I got so used to, you know, talking on the radio, even if it was to myself, and I really enjoy, you know, doing the radio show. So it feels really good. I kind of miss doing this.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Well, thank you. Well, we're going to just have to meet every Saturday until I get moved in and get my daddy all situated and all of that. And we'll just have to meet every Saturday, ladies, if you're available, and just hang out together.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let me ask you a question. You know how I open up the phone lines on Flava Coffee House show, right, for artists to call in and promote themselves?
Right.
Why do you think that is such a challenge?
I remember the first time going on the radio, and I was so caught up in, oh, my God, what am I going to say? What am I going to say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once you realize it's no different than any other phone conversation you had, you know, then you can say, okay, I can do this. But when you think about it and it becomes a job and, oh, I have to promote myself and how do I do that? What does that look like? What do I supposed to sound like? It can frighten people to the point where they say, no, that's okay. I'm not going to put myself through that. No, that's mm-hmm. right. No. So, but if they realize that this is, when I was doing my little radio show where I co-host for another radio station, when I talked to my guests prior to the show, I would talk to them and say to them, this is me. I'm the girl next door. And I want you to feel like you're sitting in a living room, nice tall glass of iced tea, and we're just chatting. You know what I mean? And a lot of them, after the show was over, told me that because I approached them like that, I relieved a lot of that tension that they had, and they sat down and they talked to me, and it wasn't like, oh, my God, what kind of question is she going to ask me? What am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to address this, you know? And I think if they just relax and realize that I'm going to talk to you, you're going to talk to me, and you're going to tell the people what you have in store for them, then they realize that they are the biggest asset.
Right.
You know? But it just has to be a point of understanding that you're just talking to us. We're just here relaxing, trying to find a way to help you do what you do. I don't know if that's
well, you know, and that may be exactly what it is it's a little intimidating. It's not something they're comfortable about. But the reason why I open up the phone lines at Flava Coffee House, because I think this is the perfect place to get your feet wet. You know, when you're not used to getting on the air and talking about who you are and what you do, I think for an unknown artist, it's a great place to come and just get your feet wet and build, you know, that confidence in talking about, you know, yourself and your projects. You know, you're going to be the best one to sell who you are, you know, and it's going to take you to, you know, put yourself out there in a way that we say, oh, you know what, I want to pay attention. Who is this person? Let me check out what they're doing. Right. You know, there, like I was saying earlier, you know, in the show, there are a lot of artists out there who are absolutely amazing. I'm really not sure how they're promoting themselves because I don't see them online, you know, and so it doesn't necessarily mean they're not out there promoting themselves, you know, but when we're connected on Facebook or, you know, some other online sites, then, you know, it makes me just kind of wonder, you know, because people aren't going to just, you know, knock on your door and say, hey, do you sing? Do you have a book? Do you got a painting? Right. You know, they're not going to just all of a sudden appear and come seek you out. You know, mm-hmm. So you got to, you know, stay out there. So, I don't know. I think that's something I'm just going to keep trying to push when it comes to Flavor Coffee House show, in hopes that, you know, I can get more artists to call in and talk about who they are and what they do. You know, and like I was saying, Blaze, you know, I originally started out as a book reviewer. And so I really want to hear from some of the authors, you know, because I know that they really struggle, too, in, you know, getting support and getting people to buy their books and all. And I think that if they could, you know, get comfortable with coming on the radio and, you know, talking about their books and where people can find their books, you know, it will help, you know, create, you know, a potential interest or whatever, you know, so... I don't know. I'm just going to keep it up and see what happens, you know.
You know what? You could tell them like this.
Mm-hmm.
Have these potential artists have all their friends call in and listen to the show.
Yeah.
And then they call in and promote themselves to their friends and family.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, once again, it's word of mouth. It's getting it out there. And, you know, sometimes, like, you know, when you give those shout-outs, everybody wants a shout-out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to so-and-so over there in Hackensack or to Billy Bob down there in California. You know, everybody likes those shout-outs. So
right.
If you're coaching in, if you have your family support team out there and you want to tell what it is that you do, that's the best thing. Because two friends can tell two friends. We can tell two more friends. And that will get you out there, get your product out there, and keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Like the wild website, you know? Just keep it moving and do it. Step up to the plate. No one is perfect.
Yeah.
No one is perfect. You're not going to always have perfect pitch or have the perfect words to say, but just do it. Nothing beats a failure, but a try.
I agree. So if you're listening to this show and you just heard Miss Blaze talking, you know, next Saturday I'm going to be doing this show 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Consider calling in and letting us know who you are and what you do and where we can find out more information. You know, when I started doing radio, I wasn't perfect. I'm still not perfect. And I think the thing that I love about what it is that I do, I don't strive to be perfect. You know, perfect, you know, or whatever. I love learning and growing, you know, and, you know, blossoming into who I am. And, you know, each time I do a show, I get more comfortable, and, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So, you know, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. We do this every Saturday. And, you know, once I get my family moved, I'll be doing more shows. You know, we'll be doing the listening parties. I'll start up my show called Seasoned Souls, which is going to be targeting, you know, a more seasoned generation and playing, you know, music, you know, for those that are my age group that would, you know, music that I think that you would love and appreciate. Because there is music being created right now. Brand new music that kind of has that old school feel that I believe, you know, people our age, Blaze, not to tell your age or anything, you know, would appreciate, you know, and would enjoy sitting back and chilling too. So I'll be bringing Seasoned Souls. I'll start back my 15-minute sets. I want to get back to doing Artist Roundtable or Flavism shows where a specific topic is put on the table for us to discuss, you know, and, you know, some of the other shows that I do, you know. So, but, you know, every Saturday, come hang out with us and let's, you know, okay. hear about who you are and what you do. So I want to, you know, let's see. I want to play a track. I really, really love this girl, Flava. She just is amazing. I believe that she's out of Florida. Hopefully I'm not saying that wrong. But her name is Nichelle Colvin, and I just like this song because I can so relate to it. This is called Next Payday.
Every beat, help me out with the situation. Help me out with the situation.
Aaron B.
Aaron B.
Help me out with the situation.
Give her some loan. I got some property. I just put up for sale. The situation ain't right for me, and I say, oh well, oh well. Look on the bright side. At least you got your help. It ain't always about wealth. The father's always taking care of me, but until then,
I don't have a dime.
Until then,
gotta go to store.
This light bill just took all I had. My rent's due, my electric's due, my gas. Mailman just brought me a medical bill. Mailman just brought me a credit card deal. Gas prices high, and I don't understand why. So
I don't
have a dime. Working off this day.
Get me on the run because of my lack of funds.
I don't have a dime.
I'm keeping my hustle on,
Working up a sweat.
All up in the
wishing things were good,
but I don't have a dime.
I got bad news today. My boy just got laid off. Now that is the crying shame. 20 years on the job. But we've done been through tougher days than this. We done suffered for years, and still we exist.
Tell my boy to come over to my barbecue. Cheer up, nothing ever lasts. This too shall pass. Gotta go to Stone, milk's $4 a gallon.
This light bill just took all I had. My rent's due, my electric's due, my gas. Mailman just brought me a medical bill. Mailman just brought me a credit card deal. Gas prices high, and I don't understand why. So
I don't have a dime.
I'm hustling on.
I don't have a dime.
I'm keeping my hustle on. Folks, this wrong. Working up
good, but I don't have a dime until next payday.
All right, that's Nichelle Colvin out of Florida with her piece, Next Payday. Blaze, before I go any further and before the show close out, I want to play one of your boys' tunes. I haven't played him in a minute, and we were talking about him today, and I think that, you know, it's only fitting that I play a piece by Mr. North Woodall, also goes by the name of Tunes. This piece is called Upside Down Funk.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
was North Woodall, a.k.a. Toons, out of Atlanta, Georgia, with his piece, Upside Down Funk. I agree. That is nice, huh, Mama Bear?
I tell you, I got put out. All of a sudden, okay. There was nobody.
Oh.
Flavor, may I have a moment, please?
Yes, you can have a moment.
I want to take this time and opportunity to say to my big brother, my dream maker, my producer, my friend, Mr. Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and his lovely new wife, Deborah Ferguson. I want to personally congratulate you and wish you and your all the best. May God bless your union and keep you loving each other, understanding each other, and supporting each other from now until death do you part.
All
Take
right.
Care. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. I second that. I third that.
Yes.
Yeah, I started out the show today with one of Stephen's pieces, the one that he remixed, Celebrate. And, you know, acknowledge the fact that, you know, he and Deborah married last weekend and all of that. So I, too, you know, agree, you know, and send my blessings out to this amazing couple and wish them all the love and all the happiness, you know, because they're deserving of that. You know, I think it's a beautiful thing when, you know, two people can find love, you know, this way. And, you know. Mm-hmm. I believe in love. I know I believe in love still. I do. You know, me being 52 years old does not stop me from believing that. You
That's
know,
right.
love is out there, and it doesn't matter. You know, who it is or what age you are.
That's right.
Exactly. And as long as there's God, there's always love.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they have love. They found love, and let's just pray that they, you know, stay surrounded and secure in their love.
Definitely.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right. You know, prayer goes a long way. You know?
Yes,
so,
it does. Yes, it does. I agree with you on that. So, you know, ladies, we have come to the end of the show, and I appreciate you hanging out with me. And, you know, I will be back here next weekend, you know, to do it again and, you know, continue to send out good vibes for me that we've been in the most perfect house and all of that, you know, for my family because I'm really, really anxious. My daddy's really anxious, you know, to get into a house so that, you know, we can be together as a family and we can, you know, start the process of just making him feel at home and comfortable and eating some better food than what he's eating in the retirement community he's living in and all of that. So
right.
I want to close out my show today, and I have not played a piece by him in a minute, and I need to. So please indulge me. I really, really need to play a piece by my dear, dear friend, Patrick Domino, who passed a few months back. And so in honor of him and closing out Flava News Radio, this is Let It Flow by Patrick Domino. Thank you, ladies, so much again for hanging
no
out
problem.
With me today.
All good right. night, lady. Be blessed.
Patrick Domino in loving memory of my dear, dear friend. I want to thank everybody who tuned in and listened to Flavor Coffee House online radio style. It's been a minute since I did a show, so I appreciate all of you that came out to listen to the show live and to those that come back and check out the archives. I will be back next Saturday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so come hang out with me. If you're an artist that has something to promote, feel free to call in. If you want to find out more about Flavor News, Flavor News Radio, and the Flavor News Movement, go over to www.flavornews.com. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing for the unknown underground independent artists. Good night.